Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Everyone here is super smiley. This message of unconditional love pours in the air for super smiley, here to save the day.
Kindness is the way.
We begin now. Hi, everybody. We are on a super smiley adventure where we know that animals are healers and teachers and that they will always lead us on grand adventures. All we have to do is be open to what they have to say and where they want to lead. I'm Megan Blake, dog trainer and the pet lifestyle coach. On our show, you get pet information, but even better, inspiration and integration of all things you can use for your life with your pet. Our show is inspired by and named after my handsome shelter dog, Super Smiley, who led me on a lifetime of adventures. And I know his beautiful spirit is with me every day and is with us right now. Smiley had a true calling. He was abandoned 3 times on the streets of downtown Los Angeles, and he survived. And then he found me. Then, with his right person in place, he inspired the world's first kindness program teaching kids kindness through pets. The Super Smiley Project. We traveled the country together speaking to thousands of kids about the lessons pets can teach us. Kindness, courage, patience, and about pet adoption and rescue. And on this Super Smiley adventure, I am so excited to introduce you all to another nationally sought after motivational speaker. He's a 16-time Emmy winner. Now, winning one Emmy is truly rising to the top, but our guest has won 16 times. He's a brilliant broadcast anchor reporter who, as an entertainment reporter, covered the red carpets at the Academy Awards in Los Angeles. He's currently based and bringing home the Emmys at Chicago's ABC's affiliate, and he loves his doggies. I want to welcome my dear friend, Jose Sanders. Welcome, Jose.
Hey, Megan. So good to see you, my friend. Looking beautiful, as always.
I feel like the crowd should be going, woo!
We can do it.
Here we go. So first, everybody, this is the craziest story. Jose and I recently judged Miss America's Miss North Carolina competition together. And in meeting as judges, we realized that we both had lived and worked in Los Angeles at the same time. And we lived near each other. We shopped at the same grocery store and stood in line at the same burrito stand during the same time. Jose, I think we're just meant to meet. What do you think?
We were neighbors all along, but it took North Carolina to bring us together, Megan. It is so funny. Remember we started talking? You went here, I went there. When were you in LA? I was in LA. It's the same. You love pets, I love pets. It's like, we're like this. In sync.
Exactly. And I'm not kidding, everybody. The same little grocery store. We knew the same grocery store, the same. In LA, there are a lot of burrito stands around. People stand outside. It's super cool. Like there are movie stars out there. And we stood at the same line. Right?
You know what's so funny, Megan? We were on the same red carpet together.
Once again, oh my gosh, it was meant to be. And we were both working in media, as we all said, and as we both just said, and you, among many other things, were covering the red carpets for the Academy Awards. Now, can you share with us some of your most memorable events or experiences or interviews? Just tell us something really fun that you did in LA.
Well, my most memorable red carpet experience was talking to Lena Horne. I mean, you see so many stars, but when you see super, super intergalactic stars, it was the year that Lena Horne presented Best Picture. You know, they say the best one for the stars. So she was toward the end of the long red carpet line. So she was coming in last, actually, right? And so her people were kind of whisking her through because the show was about to start, but you know, they wanted everybody else to be through and then she could kind of go fast. And so hold on the carpet, everybody's Lena. And the people surrounding her, they're trying to push her through. And Megan, I said, Miss Horne, please. Then she stopped and turned around and looked me dead in the eye and smiled. You know, kind of acknowledgement that I was Horne as opposed to Lena.
Right.
And then I gotta be honest with you. I was one of the few black faces on the red carpet, too.
There you go. Uh-huh.
And so she came to me. And by then, Megan, I swear, I couldn't think of my question to ask her because everybody gathered around us. I said, this must be a real blessing to be able to present this award. I mean, it's such an honor. She said, I never would have thought in all my years as a little girl, I have such an achievement and be honored in such a way and be blessed to be here talking to you. I'm like, thank you, ma'am. she it's like an angel just. And you see, it's still with me to this day. And that was come up 30 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing.
Jose, that is so amazingly beautiful. And thank you for sharing that. And you painted such a beautiful picture of what it's like on a red carpet, everyone shouting their names, and often them being whisked away because they're literally just about to get on stage. I had that experience with Betty White. Ooh. Also is a mega star, and she was coming through with her entourage being whisk, and I got to speak with her, but then also Smiley was with me and she loves animals, and we were invited to take a special picture with Betty White. Now, let me tell you, Super Smiley, everybody knows Super Smiley. He's always looking in the camera, big old smile. He looked like you, like just beautiful smile, love, like you, Jose, just so gorgeous. But in this picture, he's not looking at the camera. He's turned up and making love eyes. Because he knew. Don't you agree that animals know?
They do know. I've seen so many pictures with dogs, and it's like, they're looking not at the camera, but they look at the person who radiates the most love.
There you go.
They see it too. I have a lot of pictures with my dog who passed away because I met him like on camera kind of. And so he had that vibe and he could tell. He could really tell.
You said you met your dog on camera? What did you just say? Tell us about that. Tell us about that story.
This was my first dog. His name was Buddy. And first dog I had as an adult. You know, we had dogs as kids, but like my mom said, they were outdoor dogs. You know, they weren't.
I remember that little child. Yeah.
Not allowed. So we were on the air with our morning show, our morning broadcast on ABC 7. We sponsor a thing called Bark in the Park with the Animal Cruelty Society. It's an adoption event and kind of a pet carnival. And so every year we would have the trainers and the people from the Animal Cruelty Society bring in some of the pets to our studio. You know the routine. You can adopt pets like these. These are the kinds of dogs. And you have one spokesperson sit there and talk to you about the event. Right?
Yes. And first of all, let me just say thank you. Thank you for doing that. And thank you to ABC 7 for promoting pet adoption. So go ahead. I just had to do. Yay!
Well, you know, we could talk 3 hours about that.
I know.
So on this particular occasion, they brought in a few dogs. And one dog they brought in was this little white fuzzy dog. And the dog came just as I was sitting down to get ready to do the interview with the spokesperson. The dog came to the trainer and jumped in her lap and then looked at me, went over to her and sat in my lap. And the routine was supposed to be that we have the dogs laid out, but, you know, yeah, we talk and it's, you know, they take the shots of the dogs, but not really dogs.
Exactly.
This little dog would not leave my lap. He looked at me. And Megan, I swear, they would say, take camera one. He's going, take camera two. Take camera
three. I believe it.
And he was looking up at me. And then, you know, they did the closing, the interview. He was there paying attention and everything. And it was, I mean, like taking like a two shot looking at. And we finally said the line, you can adopt dogs like this. Come on out and help us. Yeah. And he gave that look.
He was like, so?
Come get one like me. And so after the thing was over, I had to rush to another segment, was supposed to be, and the little dog was still looking at me. And the photographers, the camera guys said, that's your dog. I've been kind of looking, Megan, but, you know, I was doing the early morning show. So up at 2 o'clock in the morning in a high rise, don't have time. I didn't think I had time to walk the dog or down through that.
Yeah.
Barely get me to the studio. So they kept saying, let's take a picture. And I'm going to see it a picture because you'll love it. They said, let's take a picture because this is your dog. I said, okay, I'll take the picture. You know, long story short, within a week, I was at Animal Cruelty Society picking up the little dog. And the story gets even better. I was living with my mother. She was living at the time. And I said, well, she was staying with me. She was kind of sick. So I said, well, this would be a good companion for her while I'm at work, you know, even though she doesn't like dogs in the house, you know, old Southern mother didn't want that.
Right.
So I guess this little dog was on the plane playing with a tennis ball. Now he picked up the fact that he needed to convince her.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Mom, from his mom. So he comes and looks at her, gives her the goo-goo eyes, and he down and picks him. He kisses her, and they said, I said, what is this? What do they call this little dog? She says, Snuggles, because he looked like a cartoon bear thing. And so I said, no, he's not Snuggles. I said, I'm going to take him, but we'll forget his name from there. So took him home. I need to say, I got him home. He was there for a while, and I didn't know if I could do it. I called him back. I'm not sure if I can handle this. This is like too much to me. And I took him out for a walk and everything. And I looked at him and said, I said, what's your name? Tell me your name. And he just looked at me and said, what's your name, buddy? What's your name? He said, Buddy. And I changed his name to Buddy. And that's a funny thing. And my mom said she didn't like the dogs, didn't like dogs in the house. I went to work, came back home. And my mother had the little dog. I mean, you just said fall in love. And she goes, I believe this little dog grew up in the South. I said, why, Ma? Because he sure likes my cornbread. I fixed some cornbread for him, and he really likes my cornbread.
Oh, she, that is so a cute.
Meal for the little dog.
That's so cute. It's like the hush puppies. Remember that? Sorry about the hush puppies. His little cornbread. You'd give him the hush puppies. I was like, I love that story. And I believe every single little nuance of it because Smiley, we got in a German Shepherd and she had been terribly abused, abandoned in the desert. And I was looking for a strong, grounded, confident dog, went to all the LA shelters, you know, West LA, you know, all these shelters. And there are pit bulls jumping on the walls, bam, 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 howling, jumping all over. And I looked for a month. And then there's this dog with one eye looking right through the bars, real grounded and steady. It's like he was calling me over.
Yeah.
And I looked in his eyes and it's like he spoke to me.
Uh-huh.
And I said, are you my dog? Just like what you did.
Yeah,
I swear, just like you. I said, are you my dog? And it's like I heard him say, yep. And I knew it. And when I got him in the car, he got in the back seat, big smile. And it's like I heard him say, my name's Smiley. I'm really with you. Oh, there's your little doggies, everybody. We're on Zoom. Jose and I are on Zoom here, and I can see his babies there. They're so cute. And Jose, obviously, you love dogs. You have your little puppies at home. We want to hear all about them right after this break. Smiley, are you with us? Good boy.
Hey, friends. 12 million. That's the number of dogs and cats this year alone that will be diagnosed with cancer or another chronic disease. But we can all fight back with a scientifically proven, all-natural, super antioxidant called C60. This incredible Nobel Prize-winning vet-approved product is now available for our best friends, our pets. Do what hundreds of pet owners have already done. Get your pet on the path to a healthier, happier, and longer life. Pet Life Radio listeners will receive 10% off their first bottle. Go to PetsLoveC60.com to learn more. This is a limited-time offer, so go to PetsLoveC60.com today.
That's Pets Love, the letter C, the numbers 60.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Everyone here is super smiley. This message of unconditional love.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with 16-time Emmy winner, beautiful spirit, and big dog person, Jose Sanders. Welcome back, Jose.
Hey, Megan.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. But before we talk, I got to mention one very special and personal thing that I've discovered for our pets, our dogs, our cats, our horses. And I hope you all were listening during the break because you all know that I'm always on the lookout for ways to improve our adventures and our lives with our pets. And you all know how much I loved and still love my dear Super Smiley and my beautiful Arabian horse Starfire that are now at Rainbow Bridge. And if there's any way I can help our pets live longer, live with less pain, less dis-ease, I'll share it with you. And I've literally found, listen to this, y'all, a Nobel Prize winning wonder molecule, an antioxidant over 172 times stronger than vitamin C with over 28,000 published papers on its ingredients. It's called C60. That's for carbon, C60. And my biggest endorsement of it is that my new German Shepherd Anandita is taking it, my mini horse Minnehaha is taking it, and I'm taking it. And I want to invite all of you to try it with us, and you can get a 10% forever discount, 10% special Super Smiley Adventure discount. You go to PetsLoveC60.com, PetsLoveC60.com. And it's all there. And it's there for people too. That's what I'm taking. And Jose, you don't know this, but I'm going to send you a gift because you and I mentioned this. I'm going to send you C60 for you and for your sweet babies there. So y'all stay happy and healthy as around as long as you can. So that's going to be a gift for you.
That is so cool because one of my little dogs that I have is a diabetic. He has a cataract. And the other little dog that you just saw, Milo, he's got thyroid problems, so he's a little chunky. And so we're working with him. I have special needs puppies. And so I really love them so much. You know, they're just...
Oh, well, I am so thrilled. And we're going to find out how you like it later on too, Jose. But tell us about your dogs. You just mentioned them. Tell us about your little babies. Tell us all about them.
Okay, my first dog, Buddy, that I mentioned, it's funny, Megan, you know, we were talking about this before. I went through some health challenges. I had cancer and, twice, went through some stuff. And come to find out, my first little dog, Buddy, he was kind of sick too. Found out he had cancer at the same time I did.
Oh my God, and, I'm so sorry.
And he passed away right when I got out of the hospital.
Oh, you know, Jose.
So I said, I mean, it was love of my life. I'll never get another dog. I'll never love another dog. You know, and then everybody kept telling me that, you know, there's a dog out there that your buddy would want you to share that love.
Yep, I know.
So I kept looking and looking, and then I went again to Anti-Cruelty Society.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm ready. And they said, we just got some dogs from, remember a couple of years ago when the huge flooding in Oklahoma?
Yes. Oh, I can see those pictures. Yes.
Yeah. So a group of those dogs came to Chicago to our animal. Shelter. And they were looking for homes for these dogs. And so one of the people there said, hey, we've got this little dog. I think it may be a match. So come down and meet him and see if you blah, blah, blah. Okay. I said, okay, what's the dog's name? I'm fortifying. I'm not going to love any dog anymore.
Right. We all
know. I'm not going to be as good as Buddy. So I don't know why you want me to meet another dog, aww, you know? So they said, we want you to meet this little dog. I said, what's his name? Kit Kat. What a strange name for a dog. The story is, we got all these dogs around Halloween. So we ran out of names. So we started naming them after Halloween candies. Snickers. We have M&M. And this is Kit Kat. We want you to be little dog. We bring the little dog in. He jumps out of the handler, said, came jump in my lap and started kissing. Puppy kissing. And wow. I'm thinking, okay, they're laughing at me. I said, one of the people who also knew my other dog, because we worked with the operation a long time, said, that's Buddy told him, that's your daddy, go get him. That's him. Because again, it's beeline straight for me.
Right.
And my photographer who I work with yet the next day said, oh, they train all those dogs to do that. That trick.
Oh, that's funny. That's a funny joke, but they don't. I mean, that doggy came to you, Jose. I know that. And once again,
I got him and brought him home, and I renamed him Milo. And the other little dog you're asking about, that was my brother's dog. His name is Scooby, like Scooby Doo. He found him at the shelter in Arkansas. And it was a little service dog. My brother brought him up here to help me during my illnesses. And then, unfortunately, my brother passed away. And
I told him
I'd keep his dog. I made him promise I would keep his dog.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The dog got sick right after my brother passed. My brother was diabetic and he had seizures. And that was a long-term thing with him, his diabetes. Okay, his little dog, Scooby, got really, really sick. So with the pandemic, I'd take him to the emergency. You know, sit in the car and all that. Well,
Yeah, right. COVID stuff. Yeah.
So come to find out, they did all the tests and his little dog is diabetic too. And so we had the same kind of insulin, you know what I mean? So it's just a weird.
So your dog was mimicking or taking on the energy. I believe that animals are healers and teachers.
Yeah.
Let me just move on from that. And I strongly believe that they are here to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes they help us at the expense of their own health because they want us to be so well. And what you just said with you and with your brother, it kind of exemplifies that. That's just my belief. And speaking of that, Jose, what have you learned from your pets or with this healing experience? Talk about dogs as healers and teachers in your life.
Patience. I'm running around crazy. And then they look at me like, slow down. we're here, and they're just looking up at me like, you know, we're here to love you. That's our only job, is just to give you support and just to treasure you, slow down. And when I'm walking the dogs, sometimes you know how it is, you're in a hurry, this is a task to do, it's time to walk the dog, right?
Yeah.
Little dogs will get on a path or on a trail or by a fence, and they will stop. They will stop. There's a flower, there's a tree, there's a squirrel. Stop right here. Recognize this. Look at this pretty flower.
I know. I'm with you. Yeah.
Buddy used to do that all the time. Stop and look at this flower. And that was one of the best memories I ever had.
I'm so with you, Jose. And what you're bringing up right now is how bonded we become with our animals when they're alive. They teach us to stop and look at the flowers and look in their eyes and feel the love. But when they pass, like Smiley, when he passed, I did a whole tribute show on him. And that was the hardest show I've ever had to write in my entire life, career, anything. And let me, since right now the topic's kind of gone to us missing our pets that are now gone. When I sat down to write it, I was like, I can't do this. I was praying. I have no idea where to even start. This is crazy. I'm going to do this show by myself without a guest and talk about Smiley. And it was like, I heard Smiley say, because you know how we communicate with our dogs. Mm-hmm. It's like he said, don't write about me. Write about the people I touched, because that's where my work was.
That's true. So
can you believe that? So I have chills right now.
You heard it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit. I mean, you've already shared so much wisdom, Jose. I wanted to touch on, though, that you are a nationally sought after motivational speaker. You're so inspiring. Oh, my gosh. Just right now, what you've already shared with us. But can you talk a little bit more about what we're talking about? How inspiring these little tiny creatures.
Yeah.
They're like given to us from God or something. Will you just talk just a moment about your thoughts about that?
That is unconditional love. It's that they don't want anything from us. And that's the thing we should learn from them. Give love and receive love unconditionally. There's no angle. There's no program. There's no protocol. There's no agenda to get to. They just love unconditionally. And I think that's the way we should be toward each other, because they are blessings that are given to us. We in turn should give blessings to others, because that's how we learn and that's how we live. We learn to give by learning to live, and that's what they give.
Oh my gosh, Jose, I'm so glad this show's recorded so we can listen over and over to what you just said. Oh my gosh, we learn to live, we learn to give, we learn to give, we learn to live, and all this is our lessons that we can attribute directly to our little loving little balls of love that we have at our house. And we're going to take another quick break. Jose, like you said, we could talk for days.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with the wonderful, beautiful spirit, Jose Sanders. And it's so much fun. Smiley is always with us. Good boy.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
We on A Super Smiley Adventure want to always remember and acknowledge our dear friend and animal lover, Ed Asner.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ed Asner, and I'm on A Super Smiley Adventure.
And we're back on A Super Smiley Adventure with 16-time Emmy winner Jose Sanders. Now, Jose, you've lived all around the country, LA, Chicago, Arkansas, Texas, all over. So I just wanted to ask you, have you ever traveled with your dogs? Have you ever taken them on a trip? What was that like?
Yeah.
Well,
yes. I haven't been on a plane. I haven't been that brave yet. My brother used to do that all the time. But I did, with a road trip to Michigan to the other side of the lake, you know, to get away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took the dog one time. Again, it was again, buddy. I haven't had a chance to talk because of the pandemic. I haven't really had a chance to travel with these two little munchkins. I haven't had a chance to. I've decided to take Buddy with me. Let's get away from the city. So I researched to find out where there's a place, you know, that takes dogs. I want a kind of cabin feel. So everything. And so loaded up, got the little travel thing and everything, and going to put Buddy in the back. And all right. No, he didn't want to go get in the back. He wants to get in the front seat with me.
Oh, my goodness.
Put him in the front seat. No doggy thing, no doggy mess. So I stopped on the way, stopped at a convenience store, get some gas, get some water and everything. I put the seatbelt on him to, you know, make sure he's okay. I come back five minutes from inside the store. He has chewed through that seatbelt. Like, I'm coming with you. And he thought it was the funniest thing. Just funny. I'm like, that's not funny.
So and you're like, what?
Yeah, what? Ka-ching, ka-ching, you know? But I got, at that point, I knew that he's just an independent little spirit. And he's just a feisty guy. We had the best time. That was a good travel adventure because I could just let him loose and went to the lake. And I said, okay, let's try the water, you know, white dog, put him in the water. He was not having it. It's like, I'm getting dirty here. Look, this is not good for me. So this lady walks by as I'm trying to get him accustomed to the water. She says, I need to take a picture of you and the dog. And the dog is looking up at me and I'm trying to convince him. So I get him out of violence, give up on this. He's sitting on the beach looking at me mad. But look at me, I'm dirty. And I said, are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? He turns and looks at me and is trotting back to the car. Just
boom, 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 boom. That is so cute. That is so funny. Well, once again, dogs truly have individual preferences like people. They have personalities. They know what they want. They look at you and talk to you with their eyes, with their body language. And people like you and me, it's like we feel like we can hear what they're saying. Yeah. And I don't feel like, and I know I can hear what my animals are saying.
Listen.
That's why I started the show with. You just have to learn to listen. I love that. I love that. And so what do you think? Oh my gosh, we've already touched on this so much, but what is the best part of having a pet? The very best part.
When you come home.
I knew you were going to say that.
After a long day or when you come home from going to the mailbox and come back, they don't know the difference whether you've been going a month or whether you've been going 5 minutes. They think, you know, you're back. You're back. You came back to me. And they're just happy and jumping all around everything. And it just makes you forget all the troubles, all the cares you might have. Somebody's glad to see you. And sometimes we all need that, you know.
Oh, we all always need that. I love that. So what advice would you give to someone who's considering getting a dog or a cat or a pet? They're like, I'm not sure. What would you tell them?
Be ready.
There you go. I love it. I love
because
it.
That, it's not a whim. It's not a gift. It's not a toy. It's a companion. And it's somebody to share your life with. You've got to be willing to give as much to them as well, because it's like having a perpetual two-year-old. You've got to take care of this little guy. This is somebody who depends on you for their, you know, their living to keep
for everything.
Everything.
Wow.
And it's not like you feel it. Right. I feel like you today. I don't feel like you tomorrow. No, this is a part of your life. This is a family member. You are adopting a family member. And think of it as such, not just another little adornment or something. You know what I mean? Just something to show off to people. No, this is, you're bringing somebody into your life for life.
I love that. I so appreciate that you said that. People need to get pets that fit into their lifestyle and be ready, like you just said, because sometimes people will say, it's like they're my family. And I say, no, it's not like they're your family. They are your family.
Yeah. And they're demanding little family members.
They are. And Jose, back to some of your work. You use your platform in television to be so involved with your community. For example, I read that you have a TV series that spotlights what you call differently abled people titled Celebrating Abilities. It's in your community work and in your stories. So have you seen that pets sometimes impact different situations like this? Maybe therapy dogs, response dogs, crisis response dogs. Tell us about that.
One of the first stories I did was with therapy dogs.
Oh, tell us.
Hospital. At that time, I didn't have a dog. And one of the people I work with on some different charity organizations invited me to do a story about the dogs at the hospital and so forth. So I went with them and saw just the gleam in the eyes of the patients and how people came alive just to be able to pet a dog and get the dog walk into the room and they just changed their whole state of being, you know, and people who can't move toward the dogs. And it's just amazing to see. And how dogs are so smart, they can pick up on what that person needs.
Yes.
It's just a brilliant thing. And we've done so many stories on people who have, you know, like right before they have seizures, the dogs can sense that they have to have seizures. So that means so much. And the ones who can actually pull the chairs with their teeth, you know, the rock.
Assist people. Yes.
Yeah, they just do so many, many things. I've been able to do stories spotlighting that. And also, I did a story that I really liked about a little kid who was had all kinds of multiple things happening. You know, it was hard of hearing, he was autistic, you know, just a lot of things. But a dog that could not do like the police training, they're like too friendly for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They rehome those dogs with kids who have needs, special needs. And those are the most loving animals, the most loving relationships. And with this dog, I did this one story, just brought this little boy out of his shell. And to see them hug and to see that love, it's just a joyful thing to behold.
It is really amazing that Smiley was a therapy dog, but also a crisis response dog. And when people would go into shock after catastrophic events, like maybe flooding or a shooting or something, they'll be in shock and they won't talk to the humans, but a dog will come over and boom, they drop the shell, they talk to the dog, and then the people, the medics and things can start asking them questions. Dogs literally can go places inside humans that we humans cannot always go, right?
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And Jose, with all of our coincidences between you and me, I didn't mention to you that Super Smiley and I actually brought his kindness program to Chicago. We went to South Chicago to about 8 schools over a period of about 3 days. And we talked to over 1,500 kids about kindness. It was life-changing. So I just want you to know that we love your city and we're so grateful for the impact that you're making there and the impact you're making across the whole world, Jose. You're amazing.
That's another parallel we have made.
I know.
Walking the same journey, the same path.
It is. It really, really is. And one of our phrases is hashtag share kindness, Super Smiley Adventure, teaching kids kindness through pets. But Jose, you just exude kindness. If anybody ever gets a chance to meet Jose Sanders, you must, you know, wave at him, whatever. He is just the kindest, most dearest, gentle man. Jose, I'm so grateful to have met you and to know you now. You're one of my best friends. You're one of my besties.
We claimed each other. We're family now.
We did at the Miss North Carolina pageant. We're like, we claimed each other. We're family.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because they couldn't separate us.
I know. I know.
We sat beside each other on the judging panel.
Yeah, it was so awesome. We got so many pictures I'm going to share with everybody too. It's going to be so much fun. So Jose, thank you so much for joining us on a Super Smiley Adventure. We love you, Jose. Thank you.
Thank you for asking me, Megan. I love you so much.
Oh, we love you too. And everybody, feel free to reach out to me at Pet Life Radio or through my website at meganblakeofficial.com or at webeginnow.com. You can find everything I'm doing, my YouTube dog training videos, all social media, everything's on my websites. And you can learn a lot of super helpful tips on my dog training videos. And they're at youtube.com/Megan Blake, right there on my channel. And you can also meet with me in person for a dog training session over Zoom. And my Zoom classes have been covered by Spectrum News several times. We've gotten great results from all over the country. And if you're looking to improve or keep your dog's health or your health, don't forget to check out PetsLoveC60.com. A big shout out and thank you to our super producer, Mark Winter, for our show here and for our fabulous bumper music that he composed and performs all about sharing kindness with Super Smiley. And to everybody who loves their pets, thank you all for joining us on a Super Smiley Adventure. And remember, wherever you are with your pets, embrace your adventure. We begin now.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand. only on PetLifeRadio.com.